In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. Please be seated. A few weeks ago, some friends from Texas came to visit, including their five-year-old daughter. And one of the things we did while they were here is we went to the Big Apple Circus. And there were many acts in that circus that just left us breathless with awe. But one of the acts that continued to stick with me was a trio of trapeze artists. Now, to me, there is nothing more fascinating than looking up at the air and seeing these wild movements that trapeze artists do. But this trio was so graceful as they flew through the air. It was almost like watching a ballet and looking at the interconnected trust that they had in one another to put together this creative offering. Now, I invite you to take a moment, and if you're comfortable and your imagination moves more when your eyes are closed, close your eyes. But I invite you to take a moment and think about a time when you were able to watch a community of people come together to produce something beautiful and captivating. Perhaps it was a symphony, when people played their individual instruments, but produced music that just swelled through your heart. Or perhaps it was a ballet, or an opera, or a Broadway show, or perhaps listening to a choir using their individual God's given gifts to tell and sing a beautiful story in prayer. Perhaps since we're in the middle of bowl season, it's watching your favorite team through a procession of passing and running, moving towards the red zone. Or a team of relay runners speeding like gazelles around a track, passing a baton with precision. Whenever I run by the water, I can't help thinking about perhaps it's a sailing crew who has a boat going the exact precise direction with the sail trimmed just right, making that rhythmic, beautiful motion as you cut through the water. Whatever image comes to mind, let it just move through you and leave you breathless, if only for a moment. Our gospel passage this morning creates the image of a triune God, the God that we believe in, one God, yet experienced in three persons, rhythmically and beautifully and powerfully working in relationship since before the beginning. Before the beginning, there was nothing except this full relationship of God and God's love. And out of that fullness, God the Father created. God the Son, the Word, spoke creation into being. And God the Holy Spirit breathed life, that ruach, that breath of God, into all living creatures. God desired a people in a place that would learn to love and live together in beautiful rhythmic harmony as God does. And then God took that living creation and gave it to us and said, take care of this, love it, nurture it, make it thrive. We are each created in the image of God, created inherently good, and given this great gift of life and creation to care for. But it wasn't enough for us. We wanted more. Instead of being like God, we wanted to be God. And so the brokenness of humanity began. And we took what God had entrusted to us and took power and possession over it. we began to forget who and whose we are created to be. But God never let us go. And when the words spoken through the prophets, in God's continuing forgiveness, and God's promise to make all things new wasn't enough to keep us on course, God took on our flesh, our human nature, and came to dwell with us, among us. God gave us a way to see, to feel, to hear, to touch God, so that we could learn more about what it means to love one another like God loves us. The Word became flesh and lived among us. In some Bible interpretations and translations, another way of saying that is God, the Word, took on flesh and dwelled among us. The Greek word for lived among us, dwelled among us in this passage, is the same word as to tent, to pitch a tent. God came into this world to pitch a tent with us, to be a movable God. I love that image because God comes and pitches tents all over creation. God pitches a tent around us and in us. And when we move, God not only picks up that tent and carries it with us, but God's already pitched a tent where we're going. And because we believe that God dwells in us, that means that we carry that tent wherever we go. Every week we reaffirm that Jesus dwells in us. When we come to the table to receive communion, to break bread, when we give that bread, we say, the body of Christ. And as the church, we say that we, the people coming together, are the body of Christ. Wherever we go, Emmanuel, God with us, goes in us and with us. I wonder what this world would look like as everywhere we live and move and have our being, we remember that we're taking God with us and in us. And even more so, what would it look like if we realized that God dwells in each and every person we encountered? Yikes. I think about all the times when I have encountered someone and lost the awareness of the tent in me and the tent of Christ in them. What would it look like if we could recognize that, see it, and honor it? I believe the world would look a lot more like the kingdom of God, where we move in community to bring life in the common good. We believe in a triune God. It's mysterious. It's wondrous. It's bigger than we can imagine or describe. But that's what we have as our words. And so I hope that that image of movement in you as a body helps us be aware of how God is moving in us and around us as we live our daily lives. This week, we make a transition from the incarnation to a time of Epiphany. Epiphany, in my very daily definition, is an aha moment, a time when God is revealed to the world. It is connected to the wise men arriving, recognizing that they are in the presence of holiness, and they can't help but bow down and give all and glory to God. I pray that it is a time where you can get lost in the mystery of the God we believe in. This passage from John is comforting, uncomfortable, challenging, and yet so life-giving. I pray that you let yourself have some time to just wonder. We are created as humans to feel like we need to either know or we need to be learning. And it's in the middle of those two things that we can often, through the wonder, discover the presence of God in ways that are at work in our lives that is beyond our imagination. So as we make this transition, I pray that you just leave your hearts open and your eyes open and your ears open. Because when we're in a place of wonder, we discover Jesus dwelling in us, and more importantly, Jesus dwelling in others in ways that will take our breath away. Amen.